You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 11th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
And a good Thursday to you as we look forward to the weekend. And wow, what a weekend the weather forecast is providing for us. Temps in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday and maybe into Monday even. Well, today the rain is causing some problems. The Twins have been rained out. They were supposed to begin a 7-game road trip today with their first of 4 games in Detroit against the Tigers, who are off to a great start at 7-4, but that game has been rained out, and it will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Saturday. Yesterday, the Twins got their first home win of the season. Edward Julian homered twice and scored 3 runs as they beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-2. Finally got the bats going a little bit. You know, they had an 0-for-33 stretch with runners in scoring position during this homestand before Byron Buxton came through with an RBI single in the third inning yesterday. And they have the worst record or worst batting average in the major leagues at 184. That has got to change, and it's got to change fast. So now, instead of playing 4 straight days, the Twins will play 4 games in 3 days, starting tomorrow night in Detroit. Pablo Lopez has been pushed back a day after the rainout today. Good bullpen work yesterday for the Twins, as Stephen Okert earned his first career save with a scoreless 9th inning. Cody Funderburk got the win. He finished up a tough 5th inning in relief of Chris Paddock, who threw well. And Funderburk, the lefty, struck out left-handed hitter Max Muncy of the Dodgers, who had homered earlier in the game. He got Muncy with runners at the corners and 2 outs in the 5th. And then Griffin Jacks came on in the 8th and struck out the side, setting up Okert's first opportunity at a save. And he made it happen. So good performance by the bullpen, and that was very encouraging. Rain also pushing back the start of the opening round of the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, the 88th Masters, delayed because of inclement weather. Today's going to be a challenge weather-wise at Augusta, but the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it looks like just great weather forecast for the rest of the tournament, and that is good news. Yesterday, both Spartan teams were in action. The Lady Spartans were at home for a doubleheader with Ridgewater yesterday, and the men went on the road for a baseball doubleheader against Central Lakes. In the home doubleheader for the Lady Spartans, in Game 1, the Spartans won 9-7 as Kaylee Flom turned in a real solid pitching performance, and Kesa Jones cracked 2 home runs in that game as they win 9-7. Now, the second game, Ridgewater took advantage of some errant defensive play and had their bats going as they won 22-9 in the game. And that was a split of that doubleheader. The Lady Spartans will host Rochester on Saturday, 2 games, noon and 2 o'clock for those games at M-State. Now, the Spartan baseball team was in Brainerd yesterday for a doubleheader, and the host team won the first game in convincing fashion, 16-6. In the first game, the Raiders had 7 different players produce multiple hits, as they had 17 as a team, and they had a pair of 5-run innings to start the day as the Spartans fell behind 10-0 and never got it going in that game. But they did get it going in the second game. Isaac Hayman led the Spartans, pitching 5 solid innings, allowing 5 hits and only 1 run. He struck out 8 and walked a batter. He also did it at the plate. He went 3-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Spartans had a lot of good production at the plate in that 8-2 win in the second game. Logan Pooley was 3-for-4 with a double, a triple, 3 runs batted in, and 2 runs scored. Tyson Bartel drove in 4 runs, going 3-for-4 with a double. And Bryce Krueger had 3 hits, including a double, and also drove in a run. Spartans are busy on the baseball diamond this weekend. They go to Alexandria for a doubleheader on Saturday, and then they will host Alexandria on Sunday in a doubleheader. So it is going to be a busy weekend of baseball. Get a chance to see the games at the college on Saturday, or on Sunday, rather, after the 2 games that are played in Alexandria on Saturday. So good opportunity to see the Spartans in action, both the softball on Saturday and baseball on Sunday. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back to 1883. You can visit Pemberton Law at their convenient locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and of course online at pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Well, Sunday's going to be fun over at Hillcrest Lutheran Academy. The Little Eight Conference has their senior showcase basketball day. And we talked with Ryan Garvin, who is the boys basketball coach and the activities director at Hillcrest, about the senior showcase and what to expect.
Yeah, so, man, I don't actually know how many years this has been going, but Craig Nurston, who served as the athletic director here at Hillcrest in the mid to late teens, something sure. like that. So 2015 to 2019, something in that range at least. And he started this, we called it the Little Eight All-Star Game. We've changed it more to a senior showcase just because it really is. It features the senior boys and girls basketball players from the Little Eight Conference. Just because we can't have underclassmen playing after the state tournament dates. So it ends up being a focus on the seniors. So fun to celebrate them, have them play one more game. It's kind of fun because the parents get maybe one more opportunity to watch their son or daughter compete in the uniform. And it's really fun because some of these guys have either played AAU together or at least have played a number of years in basketball, or the girls in volleyball and other sports within the Little Eight Conference that they've not necessarily grown up together, but they've grown up knowing each other. It's so fun to put them together on a team and have them compete and do a lot of smiling and fun for the coaches, fun for the parents to get one last opportunity to watch their son or daughter.
So Ryan, tell us about what is going on Sunday with this showcase event.
Yeah, so we are coming off of the HIT weekend. We'll have HIT in our gym on Friday and Saturday, so full slate of basketball all weekend. On Saturday, we will have the game itself. The doors open. We're going to open them at 3:30. There's a boys' game, 5-on-5 boys' game, featuring 16 of our senior boys within the Little Eight, from Brent Evansville, Rosse, Underwood, Parkers, Hancock, and from Hillcrest, obviously. And then at halftime, we're going to host a 3-point contest for the girls on the girls' side. So I have Liz Luckin and Ezra Baker from Underwood, and Ellie Meyer from Rothsay, and then the Cardwell girl from Grace Cardwell from Grace, CGB, Yep, competing in that 3-point contest on the girls' side, and then we haven't really narrowed it down on the boys' side yet. How exactly we're gonna pull that off? But always fun to again have these guys compete with each other and against each other, and it ebbs and flows in smiles, and all of a sudden gets really serious when you see the competitive juices come out from some of these players. And and then just to see all the different colors. The one other thing that I was just thinking about was, it's so fun to see, you know, like a team with some red and some orange and some yellow from Ashby or some blue from Rothsay on the court together at the same time. And then as coaches, man, what a fun opportunity we get to, it's not quite as serious. There was one year where like Micah Foss and Zeke Ergy were on a team when we had some of our Pheasant Conference teams in the league, and we did a Pheasant Conference Little Eight Conference game, and there was a point in one of the games where Craig Hunter had called a timeout, and Zeke and Micah decided that they wanted to press full court in the showcase game, and ended up coming back, you know, down 14 and 1-4 in the game. And so it's just fun to, again, for them to compete on the court one more time and see their personalities come out.
And admission, by the way, is free for everybody to come and watch this action. And some of the players we're going to be seeing, Ryan, are the rosters set?
I get to coach. I get to coach my boys, which is really fun, for the last time. So I got Luke Christensen and Noah Brumfield from Hillcrest. I got Braden Kistjen and Trey Holm from Hancock. Carter White and Lucas Fuller from Brandon Evansville. And then Fred Schlottfeld and Kellen Dahlin from Ashby. And then on the other side, Kellen Shebeck and Trent Hintermeister from Underwood and Brandon Evansville, respectively. They coach the other side, the other team. They'll be wearing their light jerseys. It's Riley Perleberg from Brandon Evansville, Matthew Danielson from Rothsay, Noah Link from Underwood, Dylan DeBilzen from Parkers, Cohen Noska from Parkers, Rylan Meierding and Hudson Versteeg from Hancock, and then Jake Norby from Ashby.
Thanks to Ryan Garvin, the activities director at Hillcrest and head boys basketball coach. Should be a fun day with that senior showcase on Sunday. It's going to wrap up what is going to be a real busy weekend at Hillcrest, because the HIT, the Hillcrest Invitational Tournament, that's been going on for, wow, a long time, ever since I've been in town, and that's 43 years now. So that's going to be going on, with games on Friday at both Hillcrest and Kennedy Secondary School starting at 5 o'clock, and then all the tournament championship games on Saturday. We'll talk more about that with Ryan Garvin tomorrow, about that to Hillcrest Invitational. But Sunday should be fun with that Little Eight Conference Senior Showcase as well. Well, the Denver Nuggets took care of the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. How about Nikola Jokic? He is the odds-on favorite to win a third MVP trophy. He registered his 20th career 40-point game as he scored 41, added 11 rebounds and 7 assists to lead the Denver Nuggets past the Timberwolves 116-107. Denver is now alone atop the Western Conference standings, a game up on Oklahoma City and Minnesota going into the final three games of the regular season. Of course, that number one seed in the Western Conference is at stake with those three teams battling it out, but it looks like Denver's in the driver's seat now. Timberwolves will host the Atlanta Hawks in their next game on Friday night. All the Wolves can do is win out and hope for the best as for how they land in the seeding process. Good news for them is they get Karl-Anthony Towns back perhaps as early as Friday night when they play Atlanta. So that can only be a positive for the Twins, and they are for the Timberwolves. The Frozen Four is today and Saturday at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, as the NCAA National Hockey Champion will be crowned. Number 2, Boston University, will take on number 3, Denver, and number 1, Boston College, goes up against unranked Michigan in the semifinals at the XL later today. And then the championship is set for Saturday at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. And that's going to do it for our podcast today. Hope you have a great weekend. To come back and join us tomorrow for a final podcast for this week. And enjoy the beautiful weather that we're going to have here through the entire weekend and into Monday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.